The opinions on this show are ours and ours alone.
All information is for entertainment purposes only.
This content is meant for mature audiences.
So press start and come join our game.
Welcome back to another episode of Waiting for Players. I'm Adam.
So what are we talking about today, you guys?
We're all Adam.
We're talking about games that did it right.
Games
or developer.
That didn't do developer what games. EA did.
Yeah. Or developers or studios or people that are generally just awesome when it comes to gaming.
Like, I want to start with CD Projekt Red.
Yeah, I want to start there too.
Yes, okay. I was hoping everybody would start in the right spot.
They're killing it.
Delivered Moving a on. Full game.
And they're all like, flaunting it, too,
yeah,
on Twitter.
Yeah. Right, yeah. So they delivered a full game
in
The Witcher 3. But then after that, they decided, hey, you know what? We'll give you a half a game in the first expansion, Hearts of
Let's
Stone.
Let's be real. Their half a game is like a full game.
Right, and then they're like, hey, you know what? For fun, here's another full game in Blood and Wine. Mm-hmm. It's a full game. Just go have fun.
And that was only, what, $40? $35?
Yeah, each of them was like half of the price of their game.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you got the Game of the Year edition, which is out now and on sale, and they touted in the tweet, you get a full three games for the price of one.
That's over 100 hours for less than $60.
Yeah, it's pretty
nice. So can I read part of the Witcher 3 Wild Hunt user agreement?
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
We grant you the right to play The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt, and we sincerely hope you'll enjoy it. We spent over 3 long years working on it, so let us add that it is our creation and remains our ownership. This will not limit you having fun with it, will it? And then it says, in the user agreement, you may find examples of things we ask you not to do with The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt, e.g. don't use hacks. And just to be clear for all you doing Let's Plays on YouTube, we're totally fine with it. And yes, when you monetize it, we are also fine. We may update this document in the future, but in such case, we will post an updated version. Important. These rules are not supplemented by the user agreement. See link below. We are not huge fans of rules. If you go big time against those, you may lose access to The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt temporarily or permanently. We know you guys are really great, and we know nothing bad will happen, but the legal folks said the point below has to be there.
But I just love how mellow the whole thing is. Just like, it's almost, we made it. It's cool, almost conversational. It's
yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not legalese.
They also didn't do any DRM in their game because they didn't want to spend the money.
There's a book in The Witcher that makes fun of DRM, and it's they
like
lay
the
it
books
they,
you find in the game.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they lay it out like it's like the it's like some kind of warden that has the initial, that has the name like DRM, and it's like it's failed every time that he's tried to employ himself. But whatever, you know, I guess people are still into it.
And it costs a butt ton of money.
Yeah,
it does.
And it gets hacked in like 3 days.
Yeah, woo. Like fucking Shadow of War hacked the same day.
It's less than 24 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's just like, well, I'm glad you spent all that money to be stupid. Like, if people want to play it, they're sorry. I just if people want to play it. People are gonna crack it and play it. Like. You know,
piracy will never stop.
I mean, it's not necessarily good to like chant that.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Jesus.
Yo ho, yo ho. Well, I like the ones that say like, yeah, you can download our game. There's no DRM, and then hopefully you'll buy a copy from us
because
if you
it's
like
good.
It.
Yeah,
exactly, I've done that with a couple of games. I did that with this War of Mine, and that game was fucking great.
But. I just think it's a smarter way about doing business instead of wasting the money. Like,
and because of the way they're doing business, I'm really excited to get Cyberpunk 2020.
I am too. And they even admitted that there would be microtransactions in the game, but that would be such a... No, they admitted that there would be an online element to the game, but it would be such a small part compared to the rest of the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they'll probably let you play most of it offline.
Yeah.
Just like with the fucking Witcher. Like
with the fucking Witcher.
Not with this motherfucking Witcher, man.
Yeah. Oh, man, I can't wait for fucking Cyberpunk 2077.
I can't wait
for the show.
I can't wait for anyone else here to beat The Witcher so we can talk about it.
I beat it like 5 days ago.
Yeah? What happens at the end? Who are the major characters? And please, what is The Witcher's name?
Well, you killed Chief Witcham.
He's right.
He's got me there, Lou.
I don't know.
Well, y'all
the only thing I've
right
done
now?
In that game is ride a horse around.
And play Gwent.
And play Gwen. Gwen's fine.
It's like the two most boring parts of that game.
No, Gwen's awesome.
Yeah. And are you kidding? The horse races? You make bank off of those
you
because
yeah,
everybody
I
else sucks.
It. I did the
they
horse races
suck.
On the
I
stream.
I never lost.
Yeah, yeah, they
For
all
the
suck.
Podcast. I kick butt at it.
Yeah.
I'm a great horse racer.
It is a great card game, but when you're playing The Witcher compared to the rest of The Witcher, it is one of the worst parts.
Sometimes I don't know. There's that smug look that Geralt gets when he's, okay, when he's like, ah, so you want to play some Gwent?
You know the bow archery thing with the rupees in Zelda Ocarina of Time?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and I mean, it's
and on a horse and stuff, yeah.
Ocarina of Time is, I believe, oh yeah, it is on a horse later.
And, yeah, in Majora's Mask, too.
Yeah.
See?
I love that little mini game, dude. I made so many fucking rupees just in there shooting my bow. Like, awesome.
You remember the Zelda thing for the Wii that we played fucking an insane amount of, John?
Yes.
Yeah, it was super
the
fun.
The target
too.
Practice thing when I bought the Wii gun, the Wii Zapper.
Oh, really? And there's a Zelda component to that?
Yeah. You get a game with it that's just Zelda target practice. Nice. And it's different things in it. It's like hit the targets and then it's also timed.
Nice.
And it's really fun.
Yeah. Knowing you guys, you turn that into a drinking game.
Maybe. Probably.
You guys had a drinking game for Wii Bowling down there.
Yeah, we did.
You would, like, flip a coin or some shit into an ice tray.
That was a different game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That one was called Moose.
Wii Bowling that rules were actually Moose? Created by me, Danny, and Kirsten in California, and I brought
Danny,
the
Kirsten,
whiteboard
and I.
up. Yeah, we got hammered. I'll tell you right now, that was a rough game. You don't realize it, but
so
there was way
to...
too many, like, pound a whole beers on the board, you know? Like, finish your beer, drink your whole beer, like...
Shout out to that developer.
Yes.
What, a developer of beer?
No, the beer pong. The beer bowling game. Shout out to you, Nikki, and Kirsten.
Yeah,
that's not a full game. They're piggybacking.
We made it.
You made Wii Bowling from the ground up?
Yes.
Okay. That's impressive.
Well, what about Nintendo developers? Their in-house and their third-party developers. Is there any ones that come out to, like, stick out in your mind that are, like, actually pretty cool?
I mean...
Smash Bros.
I always loved Capcom, but that was, like, old Capcom before DRM was a thing because you had to have the fucking game.
Oh, okay. That's another thing. How about going old school? Remember the very first version of Doom? It was id Shareware?
Yeah.
That's, like, a really amazing tactic. Hey, we can't afford to produce our game. Just share it.
Yeah.
Here you go. And then they were able to make Doom 2 and make money off that.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
That is super smart, though. Like, we don't have the capital, so
Doom
here
is just
you
a
go.
Demo for this game.
Yeah,
Doom
exactly.
2. I love Doom 2.
We
the
gave you a
so
full
good.
Game demo for a full game.
What about so there are developers like Monolith Studios who released Shadow of War not complete. But there are other studios like Rockstar that released a full online and offline version of GTA 5.
They've also updated it with a ton of stuff for free,
right?
Like,
and it's
GTA
still
online.
Just
yeah,
it's still just the same price.
Yeah,
that's actually pretty cool. Now you can't spend money in GTA and get GTA money, but like it doesn't mean that like that's your barrier.
Well, there's a question. What about online games that made their purchase systems well?
League of Legends.
Think about League of Legends.
Fuck, man, I got sucked into that pit.
Well, what's nice about games like that is it's all cosmetic. It doesn't affect gameplay.
Exactly.
You don't gamble.
It's just skins. Yeah, exactly. You just buy what you wanted.
Yeah, it's not like loot crates or whatever, right? We're like, oh, hope I get something good.
Counter-Strike has the worst.
Here's a loot crate. Buy a key to open it.
$2.50 plus tax.
Get a box. Can't open it.
Rocket League does that now, too.
Usually... butt crap.
Yep, and Rocket League does the same thing now.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I don't
on.
Open it. I have so many crates, and people are like, anybody have crates for trade? And I'm like, ha, 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 boy, do I.
You can actually
want all these crates?
John, you can actually sell your crates on the marketplace.
Mm-hmm. I know, but I mean...
They don't sell for much.
Yeah, they don't
some
sell
of the rarer
much.
Ones do, and with how long you've been playing and not opening crates, I mean, you might have had some of them.
Dota has a better system.
I have a lot. I haven't
it's
traded any.
It's still gambling. They put out bundles, and the bundles have a set of skins in them, right? Like Counter-Strike, except you never get the same item twice. So if you, let's say there's 10 items in there and the bundles cost two a piece and you buy 10 of them for $20 or $40, bucks, then if you open all of them, then you'll get everything in the set.
Because you'll never get the same item twice.
Exactly.
So you're never losing a
that's
box.
That's like a deal.
What,
yeah.
is that? If you
what
keep,
game is that?
That's Dota 2.
I don't know.
That's the way I think Counter-Strike should be.
That's
or
how it should be.
But... I kind of wish that the states would just go, gambling is dumb and you can't do it in video games where kids play and then all of it's gone.
And yeah,
then
and I really, it is fucking
like
gambling.
It just drops or something.
Well, what the heck kind of secondary online aesthetic market sells items for $10,000? What kind of ridiculous crap is that?
Yeah, it is pretty nuts. Like, you just look like the glove cases that came out, the gloves from them, all sell for like $1,300 to $1,800. And
for
I'm just
game?
Like, man, if I...
Counter-Strike.
I'm like, if I ever got a pair of gloves, I'd have a fat Steam wallet for a hot minute.
Didn't you sell, like, one of your...
A knife.
Things?
I sold a Bayonet Doppler.
Is that the, like,
for
square-y, blocky-looking one?
No, it's Bayonet's just the big long.
Okay.
Kind of standard. Looks almost like the standard Counter-Strike or CT knife, counter-terrorist knife. Little different. And then it's mine was
crazy colors.
Doppler,
wasn't it?
So it was blue, but it was like a gnarly blue, and it was like factory new.
Fact new,
dude. No, and then, like, but at the time I sold it, there was that's what I got.
It's like $400.
Well, the marketplace had a sell cap at $500 at the time. Now the sell cap is like way through the roof higher for the marketplace.
Of course it is, because everybody's. It's probably because. So this is the thing that pisses me off about Valve, at least the team that's working on Counter-Strike. They had all of these online gambling sites that weren't associated with Valve. You could essentially put up all of your skins that had an estimated value, mm-hmm. and then, you know, pull the reel and see what you got at the end of it. Maybe you get everything everybody else had. And then Valve comes out and says that we don't condone these third-party websites and started cracking down on them.
And then made one themselves.
Yeah, and they've got gambling inside their own game. I'm like, you are not preaching from a high place.
No,
you are not on a fucking
red
box.
They just wanted to get their own beak wet.
But, I mean,
was.
Valve is the service, right? So they have that control.
I get that. But at the same time, you're like telling people, that's bad. Don't do that, but we'll do it.
It's do as I say.
But open our
it's
crates,
do as I
please.
Say, not what I do.
Do. I know what you, I don't.
And
I
they get
can't.
A percentage of every marketplace transaction, so it benefits them to raise the cap so they can get bigger chunks of money.
That's true.
Because for a lot of people, this money, because it's only usable on the marketplace, and so people don't mind trading it around freely because it's not like they can cash it out. So they just buy what they want with it, you know, people that trade and sell all the time. And it's just crazy. Like, I want to see some people's Steam wallets. I'm sure there's people out there with crazy amounts of money in their Steam wallet. Like, just stupid money.
People that, like, only play Counter-Strike have been playing since it came out and have sold several high-end items.
You know, or, yeah, but it's, or the people that have Twitch channels get donated to and they buy freaking, they're like, okay, crate unboxing, we're going to open 100 of the new cases. And then they get, like, all these knives and shit, and you're like, man, they're just going to go sell all that crap.
$250? That's insane. Yeah. Like, wait, so you said 200?
Yeah.
Oh, it's $500. Never
mind.
No,
sorry. Well, 100. 100
oh, okay, yeah.
But, like, they'll do that. And people sit there and donate for them to do this, and then they watch them unbox 100 crates continuously. And I'm just like, you know, I would watch your stream if maybe you were like, and we're giving away all of the items we unbox. And
or
then I'd be like, well, I'm
them.
In. I'm in for a skin.
We're giving away every third item.
I'd be into like doing that if not all Counter-Strike streamers were assholes.
Yeah.
Most of them are kind of douchebags. No offense to all of you guys, but you are. Sorry.
I'm just saying it right back at us.
You waiting for players, podcasters are kind of douchey.
So,
yeah, like Summit.
What other developers come to mind? Well, I know we glossed over Nintendo, but can you think of a time that Nintendo didn't deliver a full game? Like, I know they've manufactured demand, but as far as the games that they present, like, have you ever had one that's like, okay, and more DLC coming later that wasn't already a third-party game?
The only time I've ever seen them do that is with Smash characters. Maybe Mario Kart Tracks as well.
Do you have to buy
a whole game?
Do you have to buy Smash characters?
Yeah, like Cloud.
You did?
You have to buy him.
I
know
that.
And Ryu, you have to buy him.
That's only the most recent one, right? The
one
that we
have. Yeah,
but again, there's
still
a great many characters to play.
Yeah, like Pete said, I'd still consider that a full game if you didn't buy it. Because
there's more
characters.
There's always more characters than the previous game.
Yeah.
And so it's not like you're getting gypped. It's just that they're like, oh, we thought of this after the fact. But they're also just leveraging their licenses.
What do you think about the whole decision to take out the campaign mode from Wii U? Remember that? He said that he didn't want the can't like the, whoever was the head developer or the president of Nintendo at the time, he said they took out the campaign mode from Wii U Super Smash because he didn't want that showing up on YouTube.
I don't understand that personally.
Yeah. I don't either, but now after having lived through like the two times that Nintendo has upped their streaming partnership agreement, I can see why from our end we wouldn't want to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't see why from their end they would want to do it.
Right?
It's just free advertising.
Exactly.
It's also more
but
gaming.
People are making
like,
money on our
game.
Stuff.
Yeah. They're kind of taking the opposite position. Like, so we have to give Nintendo props because they are the reason that we're where we are with video games today. They
well,
stopped
sure.
the 1980 1980s video game crash.
Yeah,
and only because of them did anybody keep buying video games. But at the same time, it seems like they're taking the opposite stance that they would have back then.
Sure. The company's developed way, way drastically different than it was back in the day. I mean, back in the day, it was first, the Nintendo Entertainment System was first considered a toy. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until the SNES that it became like, no, this is a video game console.
Yeah.
And that's when, right around the same time that the Genesis was out and all that shit. So, I mean, you could tell, they were setting the new trend.
Who killed a lot of ducks in their day?
Duck Hunt?
Everybody.
Yeah.
I never actually owned an NES of my own, but I did have an SNES.
God, there was on my old television, and it was probably this way for everybody's, but if you sat at the right angle off from the TV, you could just shoot the trigger and every duck on the screen would die.
Oh, yeah. You'd have to be really close, but yeah.
No.
Oh, really? No. For me, you have to be really close.
You could do it really close, too, but there, if you sit at an angle, diagonally away from the TV, you can boom, 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 and they just fall off the screen. You can just fucking stomp the game. Oh, it's so easy. Pop, pop, pop.
I never cheated like that.
Sure you did.
No, but now in the modern day, you pirate.
I think that we call that an exploit.
That's how you're getting back at it.
Yeah.
I think you just call that an exploit. Yeah. I don't think it's cheating. He discovered that real-world solution.
Right? There was no web to teach me. Had to learn the hard way or get a cheat book.
What about Rare? So Rare went out of business and was finally bought by Microsoft.
Can I shout out to Game Genie real quick?
For sure.
Because you were awesome back in the day, yo.
Game Facts was good, too.
And Game Shark.
Game Shark?
Game Shark, yeah.
Do you ever remember the Game Channel? That was like
Game 4. Yes, the Sega Game Channel?
Yeah, Sega Game Channel,
so cool. Play video games on your TV.
Isn't it weird that in our lifetime it went from there's three developers, Sega, Atari, and Nintendo. Now there's... Respawn just got bought by EA. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
Titanfall, the Titanfall developer. That originally split from Activision, now is bought by EA.
That's dope.
They can't get underneath the man's thumb, apparently.
Huh?
I view Activision EA as the two the man
publishers. Yeah.
Ubisoft as well. Ubisoft is
not Activision,
quite as bad.
No, Activision partnered with Blizzard. They're merged.
Activision owns Blizzard.
Oh, they do now? Okay, yeah, I didn't know. I thought it was an equal agreement.
They say Blizzard Activision because, they're still... It's when they made Diablo, Blizzard West or Blizzard East made Diablo, but they were really still the same company. I think that the same thing is happening here with Activision bought Blizzard, and then it's we're Blizzard. And then slowly, now we're Blizzard Activision.
Yeah.
And then
Time bought Warner.
Yeah.
And that's Time Warner.
Exactly. Over time, they're just And the same thing with with Sprint that bought whoever the fuck, I don't know.
I think Blizzard.
I know that AT&T bought US West back in the day. US West was Quest.
Account recovery.
Remember when CenturyLink was called Quest Field?
Yeah. Now it's the
I remember when it was originally called Seahawks Stadium.
Yeah, screw that.
I was also thinking what about developers like Rare that did just software development for one studio, and they were developing just that, and then they eventually went out of business, and the rights were bought by Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
What about studios like that, Neversoft, who did all the Tony Hawk games?
Mm-hmm.
That should be my motto.
Neversoft?
Sorry.
Do you remember what their logo was, John?
Oh, God.
Eyeball. It was the spike through the eyeball,
dude. Yeah, really. Okay.
Hey, we're forgetting somebody.
Who?
We're forgetting somebody.
Bungie?
No, it's Naughty.
Naughty Dog.
Yeah.
Who,
or what about...
We just had to fight off fucking awesome sexual fucking harassment game. Charges.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
a former... We talked about this three or four weeks ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Former employee, years ago, claimed that there were sexually harassment charges, but it wasn't until after the Weinstein thing hit that he was now I feel brave enough to come out about it.
Hmm.
So I don't know if that's actually... legit or not, I was just bringing it up to reference that. But Naughty Dog is a fantastic company that does release full games from Crash Bandicoot all the way through.
Didn't they
Uncharted.
Do
Never Bad.
That hacking GTA?
No.
Watch Dogs?
No, that's Ubisoft again.
Oh, that's right.
Because Abstergo is in Watch Dogs.
That's right, it is.
And there's a reference to Assassin's Creed.
That's what people say about John. Ubisoft.
Yeah. And then Peter's Microsoft.
No, that's my company name. I was gonna make a game. I was gonna make a company that sold micro brew and soft serve ice cream. Microsoft. Done.
So,
are you still gonna?
I think
do
we
that?
Should also just shout out in general to good indie game developers, people that make their own games
Dodge
and actually support them.
Dodge Roll and
Red Trigger,
Tiny Build.
That's not. Well, yeah.
Most indie games in general, like they make their game and then they release it, and that is the game.
It's just Maxime. I got it. Are you? Are you?
No, I hear you.
Right.
What about the guys? All right, that is definitely a thing.
It is a thing.
Tooth and tail.
Tooth and tail. Sorry, we're pulling up Red Trigger here, and apparently,
Red Trigger's free to play.
Yeah, it's just his name. Okay.
It's just what.
It's just Maxime. His name. He doesn't have a.
But we're also thinking of the developer of Super Meat Boy and the developer of Lethal League. The developers behind Tiny Build is behind Space Speedrunners, but
Team
that.
Meat for Meat Boy.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then I want to do what was it?
Lethal League.
Lethal League is one. That's not Super Hot. I want to look
Super
that up.
Hot. Yeah.
Yeah. Super Hot's an awesome game.
So
Lethal League. That's Team Reptile.
Yeah.
And then
Super.
What about like hot. Team Ninja, who made like the hardest fucking Ninja Gaiden games hot. Ever?
Those guys.
or NetherRealm.
Super Red Hot Hero.
Yeah. The guys who developed
Super Hot Team.
Yeah.
Who made FTL?
They're super hot. Apparently.
Oh yeah, who did make FTL?
I met the guy. I don't think that's his
TL.
Yeah. Shut up. I saw what I did. I don't need
today
you.
Learned.
Today learned.
Subset Games.
God, FTL is so fucking good.
It's good. Met the artist once.
Really? Not a big turn-based cool, game cool person, dude. So
let's see if his.
What about the developers of some of the greater fighting games like NetherRealm behind Mortal Kombat and Injustice, or the guys behind
this is the
Street Fighter movie. And Soul Calibur and Tekken and things like that. Now they're essentially doing the same development that you would get, I guess, Call of Duty does, where it's just a new map pack release every new game. But some of the new
Justin,
fighting games are
pretty cool.
I hereby
approve this game that I helped create.
I mean, I'm not really big into fighting games, so I can't speak on them too much.
I like certain fighting games.
They do a lot of, like, character packs and stuff like
that. They do. Like, the recent Injustice has a bunch of character packs, and there was this huge problem with the new...
Mortal
Kombat, too. Yeah, there's this huge problem with the new Street Fighter having so many, like, character packs and stuff.
I'm all right for, like, a couple ones. Like, if they did, like, when Mortal Kombat... Was it Mortal Kombat that had, like, Jason and...
That's Injustice. It's still Injustice.
I think Capcom...
Oh, you're talking about Mortal Kombat. Yes, yes. Yeah.
So if they did like a Jason, like a horror one, Jason Michael Myers,
yeah,
and
that
Xenomorph.
That was Mortal Kombat.
The Behemoth, like, I got a shout out to the Behemoth too.
Then like that's a little bit more understandable because they're not like Mortal Kombat characters, like they're more niche characters.
Yeah.
They're themed character pack, if you will. Like, I get that a little bit more.
Forgot. Oh yeah, Technopants. No, Technopants. That's who makes Samurai again.
Yeah.
He also made, remember Zero Space, John, that game I showed you?
Yeah.
So cool. I wonder if it's on here yet. Zero Space.
There's
or is it like
there's a ton of indie developers out there. The Astroneer space. Team that are actually up here in local.
That's right.
They're still pretty good about developing
that. They've had
stuff.
A couple of updates recently.
Hell yeah, they have.
I need to go check that.
John hates it, but it's okay.
You don't like
Astroneer? He's done with it.
Yeah. I don't hate it. I'm just over it.
You can be over something and not hate it.
Yeah, it's
like my friendship.
I played as much as I wanted to play. If they add. When Moore gets into the game to make me feel like I actually have, you know, because it's just like keep making your base bigger and bigger.
Well, that's why
and
I stopped playing it.
Exactly.
But they have added a lot of stuff. And that's
they
what
have added a lot of stuff, and they still have a lot of glitches too, though.
Because
I'm still subscribed to R Astroneer.
Oh, I'm not.
Like, then there's the other side of it, right? Like
I'm still subscribed to R Robocraft.
There's like, those games that are just perpetually stuck in early access.
Yep.
Or beta,
and those
that's
unfortunately happens quite a bit these days.
Yeah. And
like,
I think it's a lot of overestimation by
Hello
the developing
Neighbor.
Team.
Mm-hmm. Hello Neighbor is one of our biggest videos that we've ever done and still streamed and stuff. It's still in beta as far as I know, but I only ask Adam, so it's up to him to tell me.
I know it's not full launch,
oh,
that's
hey.
For sure.
It's December 8th.
Oh, shit,
oh,
that's
nice.
This full Friday.
But, I mean, look at, like, Minecraft was in fucking alpha and beta for years.
Yeah, but Mojang...
Dynamic pixels, if anybody cares.
Mojang is touted as one of the greatest developers.
Yeah, I mean, he did. I will
no,
say.
That's Mojang's the company. The developers. What the fuck is that guy's name?
There's two guys.
Yeah. Notch.
Yeah.
Notch is one of them.
Yeah, that's the main guy. And there's another guy.
Yeah.
I met that other guy. I forget his name.
It's like Wozniak and fucking Jobs.
That guy's username was Boba Fetty. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. I've got a guy on here named Dick Poop also.
And that's such a good thumbnail picture he's got.
Boba Fetish would be a good one, too.
Ooh, I like that, Boba Fetish.
Boba Fetish.
Man, that's like one of my
favorite
things.
Oh, Sid Meier's. There's one.
One of my favorite things about playing Rocket Leagues, I swear the names in Rocket League's people, they kill Rocket me, League. Dude.
When we fucking Overwatch first came out and all of us were playing and I was playing a game with Garrett,
that Rogue X,
and I think his little brother or his little brother's friend or something like that, somebody on the other team was named Dolphin Shits.
Nice.
And he was actually really good. And then so like I remember like halfway through the game, just Garrett goes, "I was fucking killed by Dolphin Shits again." It was pretty funny.
Oh, cool.
Okay, so yeah, we've mentioned it a couple times but danced around it. What about Blizzard?
Blizzard makes good games.
Yeah.
They make really good
company?
Games.
As a company? As a company, yeah.
No, I mean like as like a developer and publisher, what do you think of them? I know that they make good games, but they are like the definition of monetized. Not microtransactional.
Yeah,
but
I
they
don't
are.
Think there's ever...
Well, the third recent games have been.
What about... Yeah, but not their killer, not WoW. WoW is just... Buy this new update every year.
Well,
every
they have
years.
Microtransactions in WoW now.
They do?
Yeah, yeah, for buying like mounts and stuff. Yeah.
No shit.
And they actually had this really innovative thing where they called them loot bombs. So you buy them with real money, but then if you're in a party with someone, you throw the bomb on the ground just like a usable item, and then everybody gets something.
Really?
And so yeah, so and they made a ton of money off this.
Well, that's cool because that, like it helps not only you but also your bros
yeah,
and stuff.
Exactly.
Too.
And random people, you're like you get a
do it
sense
like a 40-person raid, and then everybody gets like that's a shitload of items.
And Overwatch. Watch and Heroes of the Storm, those are and Hearthstone. Those are all pretty heavily
really?
Online transact. Yeah. Well, Hearthstone is an online CCG, so or TCG.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have to
buy cards.
Yeah, I don't mean, cards, Overwatch is too. You can buy loot boxes, but you're A, not guaranteed what's in them, and you also earn them fairly frequently. Like you get.
Don't you still get every champion if you buy Overwatch, though?
Yes.
Yeah. Like you don't have to worry about
aesthetic.
That.
They have the League of Legends approach. With a hint of gambling.
I hate that you can get the same thing over and over again and just get a
small
amount of gold.
But you get gold for it, in which case you can save up and buy things just flat out of what you want.
Yeah, but I still would rather not get the same pose or spray or whatever.
That was what I was going to ask about Overwatch. So let's say it is like League of Legends. Do I have to then get in-game money to access a character?
No, not at all.
So I just have that character no matter what?
Yeah, always, all of them.
Okay, cool. So that's the difference.
Money won't buy you anything other than looks.
Yes.
Yeah, there's no
like little emotes.
I mean, that's true in real life, isn't it?
Yeah.
And
can't
you
buy
also
me love,
earn
bitch.
Free loot boxes, and the loot boxes are free to open as well.
You don't
have to buy keys.
I could totally buy you love if I had money.
I also
you get
like
one for every level that you earn,
either.
And then every week it resets, and you get one for the first win in like a 3v3 match, a duel, and like a random heroes match. So there's always an additional three you can earn every week. So
Blizzard's done that level up thing before, though, too. Like if you buddy up when someone's WoW, you just fucking level through 60 in like a day.
I will say this for Riot. They have really upped their giving out of skins game and, like, completely reworked recently, like, as of this latest patch and the newest season. They've completely reworked their system. And so now you can, like, forge skins and stuff like that with stuff you get for prizes at the end of rounds. You can turn it into
Is
dust
it more
and
than
use
just
that
XP
dust.
Is XP and RP now?
RP's still around, right, points? IP is gone.
That sucks.
And now it's a crystal thing that you get like you get gems from like
doing stuff,
just
in
playing,
game.
And like you even get awards for being like if your teammates honor you like a certain amount of times. They'll just like
nice.
I was gifted a PAX Sivir skin.
Nice, that's awesome.
Yeah,
I had to go to PAX to get that damn skin.
Exactly, and like no, the new one.
Oh,
where she has
the
fidget
one?
Spinners for blades.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Which I had 4 skins for, and I didn't use any of them or give them away, and they just sat on my desk after I went to PAX this year.
And then expired.
And then expired! So I was actually really stoked to get the skin. I was like, oh, thank God.
I wonder if a company like cares or doesn't care, because they've already put in the work to make the skin, right, before the codes even go out there. And then the codes expire. It doesn't really mean shit to them, good or bad.
No, it doesn't.
Maybe they'd be like, God, I wish someone would fucking use that damn code.
Yeah. They probably at the end get a list of how many keys didn't get used.
Yeah, right. John's got 4.
Yeah.
Hey, we're coming down on the end here. Any final developers or anything you guys want to shout out to?
EA can suck these.
What about
nuts.
Bungie?
Yeah. I used to be a super fan, but after Halo 3, all of the games started turning into poop.
Was it Fall of Reach after Halo 3?
Yeah, I didn't really like that game either.
Oh, I love Fall of Reach.
Once they started adding abilities and loadouts, I didn't really like it anymore.
What about
and
their willingness to
end drops? Stupidest thing they ever did.
What about their willingness to partner up with people that make stuff like Rooster Teeth or other
developers? I think in those ways they're good.
Yeah.
But I I just can't support the games they make.
Sure.
Yeah, they fell off.
Destiny is definitely like a cash grabby. Like,
they got caught resting on their laurels.
All right. Hope you guys like that. Be sure to check out Science Nights this week. We're talking about Carl Sagan. And we'll see you guys next time on Waiting for Players.
Later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Adios.
A toodles.